The Rio Del Times has been reporting on the Clark family and their experiences in the Humboldt County Probate Court over the course of a year now. Their experiences are representative of what families face when they're trying to navigate the probate court system. We're bringing you this slightly lengthier than usual update as the court has finally taken an action after months of delays, and you're gonna want to hear how this turns out. So briefly, Jeannie Clark, the youngest of six surviving sisters, was appointed administrator of her mother Martha Clark's estate in August of 2023. The only asset for the estate is 2.5 acres on West End Road near Arcata, which was recently assessed at $310,000. The sisters are all equal beneficiaries in the estate, and the plan was to sell the property and then everyone gets an equal amount from the proceeds. One of the sisters wanted to buy the property for herself, but there was a family dispute over whether or not she could afford to buy out the other 5 shares, so the property was going to be sold on the open market. On August 14th, second oldest sister, Vicki Dillon, hired prominent local attorney Chris Johnson Hamer of Stokes, Hamer, Kirk & Eads in Arcata specifically to help her purchase the estate property that the sisters had refused to sell her. The contract for attorney services included a $5,000 upfront deposit before any papers are filed, and that money goes into a client trust account to be used to pay fees and expenses. A retainer fee is very common. An attorney can deduct their fees from that trust account and bill you for the additional costs. The contract also says that any and all disputes are subject to binding arbitration. It says the attorney and the client agree to, quote, voluntarily give up important constitutional rights to trial by judge or jury, as well as right to appeal, end quote, with the binding arbitration clause. On October 4th, 2023, attorney Hamer filed a petition on behalf of Vicki Dillon that asked the court to appoint her as a co-administrator of the estate for the sole purpose of selling herself the only estate asset, the 2.5-acre property. There was nothing included that mentioned how Vicki was going to finance buying the remaining 5 shares of the property. The petition said that Vicki and her adult son Jeremy had moved into the mobile home that is located on the estate property but is owned by oldest sister Regine Clark. Their living on the property was listed as a reason on why the court should grant the petition to let them stay. The petition claimed that Regine had vacated the home and that's when Vicki moved in. As we've reported earlier, Regine had gone on a trip out of Humboldt County and had put security locks on her doors as an extra precaution. While she was out of the area, someone removed the security locks, Vicki and Jeremy moved in, and the house locks were changed. When Regine got back to Humboldt County, her key no longer fit in her own front door. From the start, this has been an ugly family fight over a mom's final asset. Regine has remained homeless since this all began and has had to find shelter for herself while the court process plays out. We've been reporting all of the twists and turns in this saga as the family was churned through the court process like a meat grinder. The court held hearing after hearing without ever addressing the petition itself or the probate codes that govern estate administrators and what is called self-dealing. Jeannie Clark, the existing administrator, has cycled through 2 different attorneys now pushing back on this. The attorneys have cited the codes about administrators selling themselves estate property, and they have repeatedly asked the court to toss out the petition as unnecessary and improper. But the court never did, and there has never been an explanation as to why or any comments from the bench about the objections that they've cited. All of the other estate beneficiaries have consistently refused to sell the property as requested. The court can't order the sisters to sell the property to Vicki if they don't want to, but that's been ignored repeatedly. You can listen to the earlier segments on this saga at theriodeltimes.com or on the Rio Del Times page on SoundCloud. The logjam of inaction was finally broken after attorney Hamer filed to be released from representing Vicki in the ongoing case on April 9th of this year. Hamer told the court that it was because Vicki wasn't paying the attorney fees in their contract. Questions about Vicki's ability to buy out her sisters has been raised as an issue since day one, but has been ignored by the court. Judge Timothy Canning granted attorney Hamer's request to drop her client at a hearing on May 6th without a single question or concern about the state of the ongoing case, even though there was a scheduled hearing coming up later that month. And at that scheduled May 21st hearing, Vicki said that she had been unable to get a new attorney because Hamer hadn't given her the case file. Vicki was left on her own in front of the court. On May 28, 2024, attorney Hamer filed a civil lawsuit against her former client for failure to pay fees. She requested damages of $15,752 for the existing bill and an additional attorney fee of $1,200 for 3 hours of additional work filing the claim at $400 an hour. 10% interest started accruing on April 11th, so the costs continue to climb. The cause of action said that that balance of $15,752 for legal services is unpaid from the date of the last payment on April 11, 2024. But they may have meant the last statement, because the last statement shows an outstanding balance that had racked up to almost $14,000 by that time. The statement doesn't include if the $5,000 retainer was ever paid and used for any of the costs or not. The filed claim also doesn't include a notice of client's right to fee arbitration. That's required to be provided to a client by an attorney before or at the time of filing a lawsuit, according to the California State Bar. The original contract with Vicki included that binding arbitration language, but the lawsuit filed by Hamer didn't indicate what happened with any arbitration attempt or if the clause was just ignored. The civil lawsuit complaint was approved as is on July 10th by the court clerk. It's considered a default entry of judgment since Vicki didn't or couldn't challenge it in time. The total amount of the judgment is now $17,791, and that amount is now a lien on Vicki's portion of any money from the sale of the estate. And the property may finally be getting close to being sold now that the probate court has finally ended this chapter in the saga. At a July 30th hearing, Judge Canning, who has presided over the majority of the hearings in this matter, finally dismissed the petition filed by Attorney Hamer on behalf of Vicki a year ago. He did this without ever commenting on any of the merits of the petition or why it had been allowed to continue for so many months. Vicki Dillon didn't appear at the hearing, so it was simply dismissed. And just like that, the family is left to pick up the pieces and try to go back to where they were at the beginning of the odyssey. Jeannie Clark is working to sell the 2.5-acre property, and any proceeds will be divided equally between the sisters. Regine has recently been able to get back into her home, and the assessment of the property damage is just beginning. There has been a lot of bad blood that's divided family members, and this story is far from over for the Clarks. The repercussions are going to be felt for a very long time. Regine, Jeannie, Vicki, and all of the sisters are left in a far worse position now after their experiences in the Humboldt County Probate Court. Everyone has been harmed. The Rio Del Times will continue to report on these critical public interest matters surrounding the Humboldt County Probate Court, because these stories touch us all. Thank you for listening. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for theriodeltimes.com.